This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now to meet at the stage door, your weekly recap on all things theatre here in Taranaki. Thanks to the wonderful team at BC Media. Let's meet now at the stage door.
Good morning to you and welcome along to the stage door for another Monday morning as we take a look back at all things theatrical for 2025. Now, Jodie Rimmer came to the TSB Showplace, to the Theatre Royal, for this year's Reimagine Festival that the Taranaki Arts Festival Trust brought. Now, this show was amazing. It was a show that was called Nicola Cheeseman is Back. Let's have a chat with Jodie now. And welcome back to Taranaki, Jodie.
I think the last time I was there was quite some time ago. It was for a show at the Govett Brewster. So I'm excited to come back, yeah, and bring in the show. So, yeah, I've done the show before in Auckland and Tamaki. We've done it twice, two different seasons. And now I'm relearning it for Taranaki and Tauranga Arts Festivals, which is so great to be taking it around the country a bit. And yeah, so it's such a beast of a show. Like, it's me on stage for 85 minutes. I never leave the space, and I play a bunch of different characters, but I'm mainly playing our protagonist, Nicola Cheeseman, who is kind of having, I guess, a midlife crisis. The show is funny and deep, which it's my favorite combo as an actor and as an audience member, funny and deep. And we see this woman who is going, what the heck has happened to my life? She's going through a nasty divorce with a dropkick. She's got an aging parent who's moving in with her, unbeknownst to her. She's got teenagers and she has fallen to the bottom of her list. So, she's trying to get her life back. And we sort of see her go on this journey of rediscovery and of creating boundaries with people. And she thinks in order to get herself back, she is feeling really nostalgic about the punk band she was in her early 20s, and they did have some success. And so she becomes obsessed about getting her punk band back together. So it's really fun and funny, and I'm pleased that we've had two great seasons. So right now I'm relearning it for Reimagine. So I'm walking the streets, talking to myself like a crazy person. No change there. I often talk to myself anyway. But yeah, no, I'm excited to come down.
Hearing you talk about the storyline, I sit back as a menopausal woman. I sit there and go, yep, old apparent tick. Yes, feeling like I'm losing my identity, tick. Feeling exhaustion, running around with the air like a headless chook, tick. It's all of those things that we as women go through when you hit your 50s, don't you? Like, and it sounds like this is and it's quite funny, you know, like her wanting to reinvent herself and be that, you know, in that life of a 20-something-year-old and having that excitement again, because you do crave it. And you realise, like I was sitting here the other day thinking, holy mother of God, it's not going to be that long, I'm going to be 60. And then it's like, you know, like when you were in your 20s, 60 was so old, like it seems. And I'm sure I'm not that old. But do you know, like it's quite funny, eh? And obviously this is a play that is, I guess, about her self-discovery.
Yeah, and I can totally relate to what you're saying, Tracy. You know, as we approach these bigger numbers, we think, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to be that number. I don't feel that number. And I think this has been happening to people in midlife for years. It's like, well, I don't feel this. I still feel this. But society maybe expects us to be a certain way, but we, of course, go, no, thank you. I'm still me. And I think, yeah, this is what the show's about, reclaiming yourself at any age. And you can get mixed up and weighed down by the admin of life and societal pressures and family pressures. And suddenly you realize that you're in a job that you don't even like, let alone love. So I honestly think there's something in the show for everybody. That's certainly the feedback that we had. The writer is Catherine Burnett, who has done loads of plays and television shows and film over the years. And she is at the top of her game with this show. And that's the feedback that we've had. For me personally, she's she's crafted this character, Nicola Cheeseman, who is relatable. She is not a victim. It's not a pity party. It is a funny discovery of watching a woman, or rediscover herself.
Now you play multiple characters, obviously Nicola being the main protagonist, but who else do you play in the show? The other characters that you play?
Well, I play her husband, Dougie, or ex-husband. I play her two teenagers. I play her bandmates. I play her neighbour, her old neighbour from next door, and I play her mother-in-law. Who's been living with her? Yeah.
I have heard that people have said that you've just slipped into each character like a blink of an eye, and then you've discovered that they can just see you just change how quickly. Those
Oh,
role
that's nice.
transitions must be quite hard to
I
approach
mean,
them as an actor. Have you found them quite hard?
Yeah, definitely at first. But now I think this is the third time I'm doing the show, and I'm finding a new freedom with all those transitions. It's kind of what I would describe as juicy and yummy now. The transitions, they don't have to be massive. As long as you're just in it, it can be the flick of a head, and it's delivered all out to the audience. So and when solo show is done that way, I think it is very, you really let the audience in. I'd always wanted to do a solo show. And Catherine Burnett and director Paul Gittins approached me about this. I'd worked with Catherine before, but I hadn't worked with Paul before. So I don't know why he thought I could do it anyway. I said yes as soon as I read the script, because the script is so great. But then once I started learning it, I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, this is a beast of a show. But, once you get through that initial fear in rehearsal, then you kind of just, it's this big adrenaline rush. And, I've really relished. I think it's probably been my career highlight, actually, doing this
That's
show.
awesome. How do you think Nicola Cheeseman has opened your views and your interpretation of becoming older? Has there been a time where you think that it's definitely made a difference? Had an impact on your own life?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I have more compassion for myself and for others. When I first did the show, I was really deeply going through some serious menopause highs and lows, and it made the show, the rehearsal process, even harder. But I've gotten on top of the beast now, and it's somewhat slightly tamer than it was. But I could really feel the ups and downs of learning 45 pages at the age of 51 with having menopausal symptoms.
I can relate to that. It's quite funny, eh? All of a sudden you realise that things aren't quite so easy as they were 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I've had compassion for myself and for others.
Yeah.
So I think she's kind of taught me that because, I don't think she's not that compassionate of herself. And she, as the show moves on, she tries to find boundaries because she's slipping further and further down. So I think I've learned from that as well, saying no to things that aren't right for me. And I think too, when you're a mom and you're working and you've got a parent living with you, it's very easy to get to the bottom of the stack. So yeah, I think
Yeah, and it's quite interesting how you, I think, as you get older too, and obviously Nicola's a character that, you get to that stage where you become intolerant of fools, which I think is such a good saying. That, as you do become a little bit, I guess, for want of a better term, finally grow some, and then you can stand up and go, actually, I tell you what, I'm in my 50s, I'm doing all these things, and I'm this, that, and everything else, and my life's just changed, and it actually hasn't got slower, it's actually got busier. Your children have left home, you've still got busier, and you haven't slowed down at all, and you actually become these people who are the, life energy suckers in your world that actually, you pass that monkey back and you can give it back. And obviously that's something that I think reading between the lines here is something that she obviously has looks at.
Yes,
you've
she
done
does.
a lot of film, you've done a lot of television. What do you like best, film, TV or theatre?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, I love them all. I probably film because you really get into the juicy stuff and you have a bit more time. But each has its pros and cons. Television is usually fast, but it's fun. You get really good at learning lines quickly and dropping them and moving on. I've just done two TV shows this year that'll be out next year. One is called currently called Buster, which I think the name may change, but that's going to be on Neon next year. And one called Head Girl, which will be on TV3 next year. And I was lucky to be involved with Sweet Tooth, and I've got a film at the moment, which is at the Venice Film Festival called The Brightness. So I had a very quiet few years, but the last couple of years have been a lot busier, which has been fantastic. And then sort of writing this beast of Nicola Cheeseman is back has kind of been the icing on the cake, really, because there's been no other bigger challenge. There's been challenges, but yeah, I love them all in their own way.
Well, this is definitely a show that's on our list. It's on my list as one to definitely see. People, of
Yay.
course, can go and book at reimaginefestival.co.nz. The show is on the 11th of October at 7:30 at the Showplace. Jodie, thank you so much for having the time to talk with us today. We really
Thank
look
you.
forward to seeing you here on the 11th of October.
I can't wait to see everybody on the 11th. I'm so excited to come. And this show is not just for women, it's for anyone over the age of 35 who has a dream, has any dream at all, and maybe it hasn't worked out or is going through some sort of life change. You'll definitely relate.
Jodie Rimmer there, of course, here in October for the Reimagine Festival with Nicola Cheeseman is back. Certainly lovely to have her back in Taranaki. Now, speaking of lovely things as well, I had the pleasure of meeting this most amazing young talented performer. His name is Jason Parker, and he came to the Reimagine Festival for his show called Little Gay Inn, and I caught up with him. I'm going to play that interview now. He was the most delightful person, and not only that though, but gosh, the show was incredible. It was a great, great night on at Fourth Wall Theatre. This is Jason Parker from Little Gay Inn talking to me earlier this year. Jason Parker, you were here for the Reimagine Festival on the 17th of October at the Fourth Wall Theatre. What a beautiful venue that you're coming to.
I feel so lucky to be coming to the fourth wall.
It is such an array one in the team there, honestly. It's a beautiful little theatre and a lovely little intimate theatre. And I guess, I mean, what show is better there than something like Little Gay Inn? Tell me about it. Tell me about the show. How did it evolve? How did you end up doing this?
Well, to start, I guess we'll start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Yep.
Little Gay Inn was something that I created as part of Auckland Pride a couple of years ago. I moved up to Auckland from Wellington. I'm originally from Hawke's Bay, but I was living in Wellington, moved up to Auckland. I was going out to a lot of gigs because I wanted to start a music career. I'd released a couple of songs and I really wanted to give it a proper shot. So I was going out to a lot of gigs to try and meet people. And I love New Zealand music. And I was noticing that in the audience, and there weren't many queer people attending gigs for New Zealand artists. And then I was going to gigs like Lizzo and Lady Gaga and Charli XCX, and all the gays would show up. They were there. So I was kind of thinking that there was this gap where queer people maybe didn't feel like they belonged in the audience of New Zealand music, or they didn't feel like there was a space for them. So that's where the idea of Little Gay Inn came from. It's a queer music showcase to showcase queer talent, and also a space for queer people and allies and people part of the rainbow community to come and
Nice.
feel seen and safe, and it's just really wholesome. So since that first one, I have done like two a year for the last couple of years, and we just did 3 nights over this latest Auckland Pride, which is the biggest one we've ever done. And it was honestly so special. And now we're coming to Taranaki with a new version of it as well, which is like something I'm just so excited to do. The idea for Little Gay Inn has always to been to celebrate queer artists from all over New Zealand and going to Taranaki is the first time we're taking it out of Auckland, which is just like, oh my God, the dream is coming true.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's so cool. And, you know, like, I think that, in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day about how theatre has really evolved a lot, particularly here in Taranaki. Like, it's really evolved a lot. Like, finally, we've started to see even community theatres do stuff that's quite meaty or touching on subjects that were probably taboo 3 or 4 years ago even. It's nice to see that they're actually starting to do some really meaty stuff, and we've almost got, I think we've got to that stage where it's like everything, nothing's off the table anymore here, which is just lovely, and people are embracing alternative stuff. It's not you know, the boring, I'm sorry I say boring, and I'll say that in the nicest sense, but it's not the boring bloody, you know, the typical tribute shows coming through that are necessarily getting just the crowds, and it's not the you know, the farces that are always there, that people are actually going to see things that are about everyday people in everyday environments, and you know, celebrating who we are as a people, you know, and I think it's to see this, and obviously with Reimagine Festival, and obviously Taft earlier on did the Right Royal Cabaret Festival as well. So it's nice to see. I sit there and think, hallelujah, like finally that we're actually at this stage now where audiences are starting to go, actually we're ready for this, and there's a real need. I think you'll find here that you'll get a really good turnout. I really do think you will do.
I've already had some people message me on Instagram who have found me through the Instagram page of TAFE.
Yeah.
And they are so excited. They've messaged me asking if they can meet me after the show, what the vibe will be. So even that has just been really special. And it's been young people reach out too, which is just so cool. And I grew up in a rural community in Waipukoro in Central Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, I know what that would have been like. Yeah. I can imagine.
So I was the only like out gay person at my high school the whole time I was there. And obviously a lot has changed, but still going back to rural New Zealand, like I'm quite fabulous still in this day and age where it's like, it's okay to be gay. And it's like, it's not something to be embarrassed of anymore. It's something that families are really open to. And I still feel like queer art and queer people aren't really seen in the smaller communities of Aotearoa. So being able to bring this show and highlight queer people from Taranaki who are there, like,
isn't
living,
that beautiful?
Oh my God, it's just so cool. I honestly cannot wait to, like, I am meeting with Missy, who's going to be part of the show, and Juliet, who's going to be part of the show, who are local legends.
Yes.
And I just am so excited to get to know their story and how they have created art in their own community. And
it's beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's funny you talk about coming from a small town and that small town mindedness, because I years ago came across a young artist. He was about 15, 16 at the time. You probably do know him, and his name is Jason Chaslin.
Yes.
And he's pretty phenomenal now where he's got to in his career. And I can remember Jason came and auditioned, actually, it was for Coca-Cola Christmas in Park. And he was 15, 16, this quiet young man who came in with his mum, who just had the most beautiful voice. And I can still remember back then it was on cassette tape that they had to bring a cassette tape of them singing in, you know, and he came with this cassette tape, sung Oh Holy Night for us. We recorded it and we were like, oh my God, this guy's just amazing. And then he went on to the consortium and then ended up traveling on cruise ships and then ended up in Alice Springs performing in the Priscilla show over there. And now is doing the Fringe festivals and doing all of these amazing out there, beautifully choreographed, beautiful vocals as a drag queen, and is grungy and niche and how wonderful. He told me, I can remember because living in Nelson, he was living in Nelson at the time, and as a kid, has, you know, his own family. I mean, he has mum support, but it was hard, doesn't, you know, and still to get through that. And here he is doing these great things. And I often think, you know, like for people to claw their way from those humble beginnings and go through all that crap, because it is crap.
We grow up with a lot of shame, and life doesn't really start until you leave the small town because I didn't even know any gay people.
Oh my
except
God.
One person who was my mum's friend. And that was the only gay person I knew growing up. And for a very, very long time, I never felt seen. And at that time, there weren't even gay people really on TV and stuff like that. So moving out of home and out into a bigger city, that was the first time I started having like queer friends and going to clubs and like finding other people that related to my experience.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
People who are growing up in rural communities, you know, they're like, the kids are all kissing each other in the gym and, you know, whatever. But I was never a part of that. Like, queer people aren't allowed to have dates or have boyfriends or whatever when they're growing up. So you kind of miss a whole lot of growing up until you get into your 20s. And so I don't live with the shame anymore, but everything just takes a little bit longer when you're queer and life.
Well,
just
I can tell just by looking at you, you're the most beautiful human being. I can see that.
oh.
I can. You can just see it. I'd like to actually, like, out of this, I think we'd get on because you are. I can just see it by looking at you. You're just
Oh,
beautiful
thank you,
person. You
darling.
are. You really are. I can see that. To get back on track, otherwise we'd be
Yes.
sitting here for 3 hours, because we will be. We could talk about all sorts of things. I could tell you, I bet we could. Now, we were talking, I mentioned before about Priscilla, and you and I were talking off air, because you're up in Auckland at the moment. Tell us about
Yes.
that.
So I am doing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert at the Civic Theatre. We open on the 12th of September, which is this Friday. And I am playing the role of Adam / Felicia, who is the young drama queen who has a dream to sing Kylie Minogue on the top of Kings Canyon. And it's just been the most incredible experience. I do have a background in musical theater. I went to university for musical theater, but then I stopped and I haven't done any theater since university. But I've been working on my career as a musician and writing pop songs. And then this opportunity came up to audition for the show, and it just all felt so right. This character I really relate to.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Over the top, sassy man
beautiful
has a
character.
dream. And he's so funny. The songs are, oh my God, he just gets the most incredible music.
MacArthur Park would be my favorite out of that whole.
Same. I
I
love
was like,
MacArthur Park. The harmonies in MacArthur Park
I
are just
know.
chilling. It's so
Not
cool.
just far out. It's one of the best shows. It's actually quite funny because we were talking, friends and I, the other day about shows that you'd like, that stand out, like you'd really want to do. And I must, I'm a bit of a Stephen Sondheim fan, so I really want to do Sweeney Todd one day, but haven't ever managed to do that yet. But I think if I was a young man, I'd want to do that part in
It's
Priscilla.
so fun. And also the cast, like a lot of the people in the cast are queer as well. And a lot of the people who are behind the scenes are queer. So it's just like being this
Beautiful.
really, really empowering, silly, like, oh my God, it's
I
so
can
silly.
imagine you'd have so much fun.
So much fun. We're all just running around backstage in our jock straps and like frantically trying to get on a sequin gown and rub off some lipstick. And oh, it's just so, it's honestly been so cool. And I cannot wait for people to see like all the hard work that we've been doing and how seamless it looks, because my God, it's frantic backstage, as you'd know if you've done it before.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
just
So tell
crazy.
me, because you've got a few costume changes too in that show. You've
Oh,
got a few, you know,
so
like,
many.
yeah, you would do crazy. And of course, the bus getting on stage and all of that is,
Yeah.
are they flying the
Yep,
show
the
you're
divas are
in?
flying. My character, my first entrance, is being flown, like flown down on a shell from the
Oh my
sky.
gosh, beautiful.
There's fake tits. There's hair to the heavens.
Beautiful.
It's
I know.
really, really fun.
The
And
costumes are amazing, aren't they?
amazing, amazing. And I go from doing Priscilla, and we close up Priscilla, and then a week and a half later, I come down at Te Taranaki to see all of you beautiful people. So it's literally just like, I could not get gayer at this point. It's just so nice.
I love it. Hey, what can people expect from the show that we get to see here on the 17th?
So Little Gay Inn this time round is a celebration of queer music. We'll have acoustic performances from all of our artists, Juliet and Missy, who I already mentioned, and I'm bringing Arielle Woes, who is an Auckland-based artist who sings. Oh, she's got the voice of an angel. I can't wait for people to hear her. And a guitarist, Livy Whitehead, who is originally from New Plymouth as well.
Yeah.
And I will interview them. We'll get to discover how their mind works, how they tick, and then we'll go into their performances. They'll sing, we'll sing together, and we'll finish the show on a high with me performing my own songs. And I promise it's going to be like party, wholesome. I hope you make friends with the person sitting beside you. Like,
I'm
that
sure
is the
we will
vibe.
Do.
Yeah.
I must have, when I saw the lineup of the artists for this festival, Little Gay Inn was when I went, I want to go to that. Like, it was just straight away, it was the one I thought, this is going to be the show that I think we're going to have so much fun. Like, you could just tell just by reading all the publicity and stuff. Jason, thank you so much for today. We've got double passes, actually, that we're going to be giving away for different shows over the time. So people, of course, can have a look and listen out to this as a podcast for the chance to win different tickets to go and see over the course of the Reimagine Festival. They can head online to reimaginefestival.co.nz to book their tickets to come and see you, Jason Parker, at Little Gay Inn.
Fabulous. Thank you for having me as well. And if anyone wants to follow along, I'm at It's Jason Parker on all social media, and I literally cannot wait to come down and see you guys. I'm so excited.
Gorgeous. Just beautiful, beautiful human being. Hey, that's it for me for another week. You have yourself a great, great week. Enjoy the sunshine that we have, that January has to offer, and we'll catch you back here at 9 o'clock next Monday here on The Stage Door, thanks to Be Seen Media.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.